jos toți la șum.
Ucinil-se-a, hei! Șocomarec, taină, muzi, ojenil-se-a. Șocomarec, taină, muzi, ojenil-se-a. Ziau s-o bijincu, nebiliccu, hei! Șo ne vmie și te preasne ciolobiccu. Șo ne vmie și te preasne ciolobiccu. Ще ти прясне ни барити, хей, що не вміє з комариком добре жити, що не вміє з комариком добре жити. Полетів ще комар, чисте поле, хей, чисте є поле в зелену діброву, чисте є поле в зелену діброву. Комар на дубочку, гей, звісив свої ніженьки по листочку, звісив свої ніженьки по листочку. Де взялася шура-бура, гей, вона ж того комарика з дуба здула, вона ж того комарика з дуба здула.
And that was Kalabai from Edmonton and from a CD called Kolomeka Casualties. That was a traditional Ukrainian folk song, a story about a very mismatched couple, about the wedding of the marriage of a mosquito and a fly. You know, of course, in real life, that's kind of far-fetched, but in human terms, you know, there might be a little bit of symbolism there. You see a lot of mismatched couples that could kind of have a parallel to that little story there. Again, Kalabai with Komarek. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на двомовну радіопередачу «Наш голос», яка передається із чудового Ванкуверського острову. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступного дня послухати чудову українську музику. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holis Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from beautiful Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie, your host, also known as Pavlina, in Ukrainian circles, and I am delighted to have you with me. I've been traveling hither and yon this month, and while it's been great fun gadding about, it's good to be home again, and good to be back to the usual routine here at Nash Holis. So, whether you're a first-time or long-time listener, vitayu, welcome. And I do hope you'll enjoy our time together this next hour. We have another great program lined up for you. Vasil Pavlovsky has a cultural capsule for you about a traditional Ukrainian event that managed to make its way into the popular lexicon, at least in classical music circles. You'll recognize it. And Irena Bell of the Ukrainian Hour in Ottawa has another Chiznaleve, Did You Know feature about another remarkable Ukrainian-Canadian. And as usual, another proverb of the week for you, other items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. And coming up next, a group from Toronto by the name of Zubrivka, and this is from their CD called Znovu Vdoma, which means home again. And here they are now with a traditional Ukrainian folk song about a dark-haired beauty, dark-eyed beauty as well. Oy chorna, yesi chorna.
Radiocast.ca – це наша адреса в інтернеті. Українська радіопрограма з Ванкувера «Четверта хвиля».
Ukrainian programming the fourth wave from the Burnaby Mountain.
Ми виходимо на хвилі 91 FM в Ванкувері. Також ловіть наш потік через веб-сайт cjsf.ca.
Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for over 45 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing arts and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holis listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, contact the Shevchenko Foundation at 204-944-9128, toll-free 1-866-524-5314, or visit shevchenkofoundation.com.
Bowen Arts of Edmonton proudly presents the 2010 Canadian Concert Tour of the legendary and internationally acclaimed Vyrsky Ukrainian National Dance Company. The tour starts in Vancouver on October 7th at the Vancouver Center of the Performing Arts, 777 Homer Street in downtown Vancouver. Showtime, 7:30 p.m. Next stop will be the Kelowna Community Theatre on October 8th and the Sagebrush Theatre in Kamloops on October 9th. Then Vyrsky continues eastward into Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Quebec, and Ontario. Don't miss this spectacular performance by a world-renowned ensemble that the New York Times describes as astonishing. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster or call 604-280-4444 in Vancouver, 250-860-1470 in Kelowna, or 250-374-5483 in Kamloops. For more information, visit www.bowenarts.com. That's BOENArts.com.
And that was brother and sister duo Ann Pleskatch and Bill Sherbatchuk from Manitoba with Oy Helya Helya, which they've translated as By the Pond. And this brother and sister duo is from Manitoba. Bill is from Winnipeg. Ann is from just outside Winnipeg, I think Beausejour, she told me. And they've put out about 3 CDs. This is from the first one that they did. Now, this group has been together quite a long time. Bill is currently plays with the Ukrainian Old Timers, and Ann still likes to come out now and again and do a CD with Bill, and they've just come up with a new one called Vachir, which means evening, but this one is from the very first that they recorded back in the 1970s on a master recording, which never was released until very recently on CD a couple of years back, and it was called Ihor and Vasil with Marusia. Again, Ann Pleskatch and Bill Sherbatchuk with Oy Helya Helya. Coming up next, a group from Montreal. They're all between the ages of 3 and 14. They attend the Metropolitan Andrei Sheptytsky Ukrainian School in Montreal. And here they are now from their most recently released CD, Sonechko, or Usmichnesya Sonechko, rather, Smiling Sun. And here they are now with Vishivanochka.
Вишиваночку, буде брату на гуляночку, як висока вишиваночка, подарунок для Богданочка, як висока вишиваночка, подарунок для Богданочка, буде вся вона у вишенька, ніби сонцем гарно вишиться. Вишиваночка, як висока вишиваночка, подарунок для Богданочка, як висока вишиваночка, подарунок для Богданочка. Вишиваночку, буде брату на гуляночку, як висока вишиваночка, подарунок для Богданочка, як висока вишиваночка, подарунок для Богданочка, подарунок для Богданочка, подарунок для Богданочка.
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Farm up on a ridge. Said she first met Modest in the legends and the stories, they still live on today. I'd like to set the record straight. Here's a rumor that persists. Modest sold a lot of drugs. Well, he was a licensed pharmacist. Modest and Asia, traveling the land, played Ukrainian country western music with their band. Made lots of records, made lots of money, better known as Mickey and Bunny.
And that was the Ballad of Mickey and Bunny, and that is from a CD I've been waiting with bated breath to arrive, and it just did this week. It was by the Cubasonics from Edmonton. It is their fourth CD release called Simply Play, and that tune was composed, music and lyric, composed by Brian Cherwick, the frontman of the group, and it is the story, of course, of Modest Sklepowicz and Odessa Ivanchuk, and they gained fame throughout Canada as the singing duo Mickey and Bunny, and pioneered the translation of contemporary hits into Ukrainian into a style that they called half Napeo, half and half Ukrainian and English. And here now is that song that Brian referenced by Mickey and Bunny themselves, This Land Is Your Land, Si Naša Zemlja.
Це наша земля, це наші полі, від Галіфакс до другого моря. Це наша земля, це наші полі, це є наш новий край. Як я приїхав до цього краю і видів горе, лісі і морі, тут була пуща і файне полі. Це є наш новий край. This land is your land, this land is my land. From Buena Vista to Vancouver Island, from the Arctic Circle to the Great Lake waters, this land is made you and me. Це наша земля, це наші полі, від Галіфакс до другого моря. Це наша земля, це наші полі, це є наш новий край. Це є наш новий край. Це є наш новий край.
Meet new Ukrainian singles online at www.strilka.tv. Connect with other single Ukrainian women and men in your area. Strilka is private, safe, and free. Click when you want, where you want, and on your terms. Submit a profile and start connecting today. Strilka, the new Ukrainian singles network. www.strilka.tv. That's strilka.tv.
Край для нас грає, та ну всі ж бабки, ти не зупиняй за красну пісню на всі голоси. Що хочеш, бо добраю попроси. Струни дає тобі кожна весна, дзвінки здарує їм осінь ясна. А ми зіграєм на струнах оти, хай розділють вони радісний спів. Подивись, ось там у скелю є вода іскриста. Ти зроби мені з тих крапель зоряне намисто. Краще я зберу джерела, зроблю з них кимбали, щоб тобі дівчино мила, вони красно грали. Ой, бото-бото, край, край для нас край, та ну всі ж баби, ти не зупиняй за красну пісню на всі голоси. Що хочеш, бото, граю, попроси. Струни дає тобі кожна весна, віньки дарує їй осінь ясна. А ми зіграєм на струнах оти, хай розділють вони радісний сміх. Ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-лай, ла-ла-ла-ла, ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-лай, ла-ла-ла-ла, ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-лай, ла-ла-ла-ла.
And that was Sofia Rotaru with the Volodymyr Ivasyuk classic, Vodohrai, Dance of the Water Fountain. And that's a gal that's been around a long time, and she's still going strong, singing well into her 50s, close to 60 now, if not over. Again, Sofia Rotaru with Vodohrai. Up next, Vasil Pavlovsky and Cultural Capsule, which is brought to you by the Toronto Ukrainian Festival, which will take place in the Bloor West Village, September 17th to 19th, not very far off. You'll find details and the most recent update of the performing groups at their website, which is ukrainianfestival.com, or call 416-410-9965 for their hotline. Here now is Vasil Pavlovsky.
Hello, I'm Vasil Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nash Holos. Before industrial society became part of the everyday lives of people in Ukraine and Europe, there was still a need for those who produce something to have a market for their produce. While there were items which farmers as well as guild craftsmen could sell locally, many chose to sell their produce at the fair, or in Ukrainian, at the Yarmarok. The Yarmarok or fair in Ukraine developed alongside the introduction of the Magdeburg Laws of Municipal Self-Government. Those laws were primarily targeted at regulating trade to the benefit of the local merchants and artisans, who formed the most important part of the population of many such cities. In the 17th century, there were many fairs. A greater part of them were one-day affairs, while others lasted up to a week and some were even longer. There were even very specialized fairs. The Rivne and Zhytomyr fairs specialized in hops. In Pavlohrad and Bakhmut, it was wool, and in Kryvyi Rih, it was horses and cattle. However, most were like contemporary shopping centers, where a whole gamut of products were available. By the mid-19th century, the territory of contemporary Ukraine had about 12,000 fairs annually. One of the most popular of these that has survived to our time was the fair at Sorochinitsy. This fair gained its popularity thanks to the work by Ukrainian-born Russian writer Mykola Gogol. His novel, Evenings on a Farm near Dyukanka, was opened by the short story, The Fair at Sorochinitsy. Gogol knew firsthand of this fair as he had grown up in the neighborhood. The fair, like many others, were shut down with the coming of the Soviets to power. But somehow, the fair at Sorochinitsy and a few others were revived in the 1960s. Like so many other traditions, the fair at Sorochinitsy faced difficult times in the early years of Ukraine's independence. Though in 1999, under presidential decree, the fair was recognized as a national fair. Since then, it has become not only a tourist attraction, but has allowed many individuals who have held on and preserved folk traditions and craftsmanship to sell and display their wares, and also provides a venue for young artists to perform. Sorochinnytsy Fair is held on the outskirts of the village of Veliky Sorochinnytsy in Mirhorod region of the Poltava Oblast and runs from 5 to 6 days beginning in the mid-August. While it is said that even the current fair's organizers draw on the work of Hohol for inspiration in running the fair, even Modest Mussorgsky drew on Hohol to write his comic opera of the same name, which he never finished. I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this week's Cultural Capsule featured the fair at Sorochinnytsy.
Cultural Capsule was brought to you by the Toronto Ukrainian Festival, taking place in the Bloor West Village, Friday, September 17th till Sunday, September 19th. Details at ukrainianfestival.com or call the festival hotline at 416-410-9965. Up next is a tune that Vasil was talking about in his Cultural Capsule. It is Mussorgsky's Hopak, performed by the Volgograd Philharmonic Orchestra, under the direction of Edward Serov. River Run Cottages is the perfect West Coast getaway. This unique bed and breakfast is just minutes from the airport, ferry terminal, and downtown Vancouver. Enjoy the romance of life on the river in one of four luxuriously appointed cottages. Get pampered, fed, and relaxed at River Run Cottages in Ladner. To book, call 604-946-7778, toll-free 1-866-947-7778, or visit riverruncottages.com.
This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chin Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know Chiznalevi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos. Did you know who the longest-serving member of the Ontario Provincial Parliament was? Lawyer John Yaremko served in Parliament for 25 years, longer than anyone in the history of Ontario. He began his political career in 1951 as the first Canadian of Ukrainian ancestry to be elected to a provincial parliament in eastern Canada. His career exhibited a distinct concern for social justice as minister responsible for legislation which improved the lot of persons with physical or developmental disabilities, the aged, the poor, and ethnic and cultural minorities. Recognized by many Canadian groups, he was honored by Polish, Italian, Hungarian, Latvian, Greek, and Ukrainian associations. He was a founding member of the University of Toronto Chair of Ukrainian Studies Fund and supported the establishment of the Canada-Ukraine Parliamentary Internship Program for university students from Ukraine. He supported Canada's and Ukraine's universities at the University of Toronto, York University, and Wilfrid Laurier University. And in Ukraine, established the Canadian Visiting Scholars Lectureship Program at Kyiv-Mohyla University, at the University of Lviv, the Ostroh University, and Kamianets-Podilsky University. For his community work in Canada, he was awarded the Order of St. Andrew, and for his support of democratic governance in Ukraine, the President's Medal. Last year, John Yaremko received the first Paul Juzik Award for Multiculturalism, which was established by Citizenship and Immigration Canada. Lawyer John Yaremko died at the age of 91 in Toronto, August 7th, 2010. Вічна йому пам'ять.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Irina Bell of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chiznaleve, Did You Know, with Nash Holos listeners. You can catch her show Sundays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is, of course, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, streaming live at www.chinradioottawa.com.
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Дороги іншої не треба, поки зорить чумацький шлях. Я йду від тебе і до тебе по золотих твоїх стежках. Мені не можна не любити тобі, можна не цвісти, лиш доти варто в світі жити, поки живеш і квітнеш ти.
Yeah.
time to time, you may hear me mentioning that I love to hear from you, and I really do mean it, and I will very happily play requests if I have the music in my library. And this last song that you just heard is as a result of one correspondence from a fellow that keeps in touch with me very often, and I always love to hear from him. His name is Ronnie Bugera. He is on the other side of the continent, on the other side of the border, over there on the eastern seaboard of the United States. And much of the music that you hear actually on Nash Holos may well be as a result of a tip or a prod from Ronnie. This last song that you just heard is by Taras Petronenko. It is called Ukraino, and it's a particular favorite of his. He happened to run into Taras himself at some of the festivals that he came over to this continent to play for. And I hope that brings back nice memories for you, Ronnie. And thanks for the many suggestions and prods that you send my way and that I'm able to share with listeners here on Nash Holos. Now, in 2008, the Eurovision entry by Ukraine was Shady Lady, and that was by the wildly popular Ukrainian singer Annie Lorak. Annie took the second place in the final at that contest to Russia's Dima Bilan. She also came in second in the Press Award Eurovision Song Contest and won the Artistic Award for her performance. The song Shady Lady was written by Greek composer and producer Dimitri Konopoulos, and for Annie Lorak's performance, Italian designer Roberto Cavalli created an ornate dress made with Swarovski diamonds. Her choreography was produced by Fokas Evangelinos, who designed the stage show for her entry, and he also incidentally arranged the stage shows of Greece, Russia, and Belarus in 2005, 2006, and 2007 respectively. Annie Lorak's birth name is Karolina Kuyek, or in Ukrainian, Karolina Miroslavivna Kuyek. She became known as Annie Lorak when she took part in a TV contest in Moscow back in 1995. It just happened a Russian singer with the same name was already enrolled, so more than just a pretty face with a great voice, she quickly came up with the name Annie Lorak, which is the name Karolina read backwards. You can read more about Annie Lorak's background as well as her professional and philanthropic work at her website, which is annielorak.com. Here now, by special request from a new listener from Osaka, Japan. His name is Q Sakamoto Inoue. And especially for you, here is Annie Lorak with Shady Lady. I've lived in your shade. Every step that I made, me nothing but zero.
Hello, everybody. My name is Verka Sirdyuchka. Me, English, Nick Fierstein. Let's speak dance.
Sieben, sieben, alulu, sieben, sieben, eins, zwei. Sieben, sieben, alulu, eins, zwei, drei. Sieben, sieben, alulu, sieben, sieben, eins, zwei. Sieben, sieben, alulu, eins, zwei, drei.
Tausend! Weiter, weiter! Ich liebe!
Sieben, sieben, alulu, sieben, sieben, eins, zwei. Sieben, sieben, alulu, eins, zwei, drei. Sieben, sieben, alulu, sieben, sieben, eins, zwei. Sieben, sieben, alulu, nur eins, zwei, drei.
In 2007, the year before Annie Lorak placed second for Ukraine at Eurovision, Ukraine came in second, and the artist that year was Verka Sirdyuchka. Now, this is a Ukrainian drag queen. The actual artist is named Andriy Danilko. It is a fellow that goes about impersonating, among other characters, middle-aged Ukrainian women. And if you'd like to check out the Nash Holos blog, there is the YouTube video embedded in one of the posts there. And you'll see it's quite entertaining, a very outlandish outfit and a very outlandish act. But I thought quite entertaining. And I thought it was a delightful tune as well. It was called Dancing Lasha Tumbai. For the very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe, tune in to Nash Holos, coming to you courtesy Keith Perron and PCJ Radio. This broadcast will be archived at the PCJ website, which is pcjmedia.com. You can find out more about Nash Holos and catch the Vancouver broadcast at the Nash Holos website, which is nashholos.com, and that's NASHHOLOS. And our time together is just about up. But before I leave you, some Ukrainian words of wisdom. Народ без зброї ніколи не вдержить своєї волі. And our proverb of the week translates as, a nation without arms will soon lose its freedom. Well, that brings us time to wrap up our program. So I'll be leaving you with Anton Ivasyuk from Edmonton and Jason's Polka. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time, do побачення.